This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me. Today's topic, measuring happiness. There is a mathematics behind measuring happiness, because happiness is the result of a physical state of mind resulting from the amounts of the neurotransmitters serotonin, dopamine, GABA, and norepinephrine. Generally, the more of the first three, the better, and the less of the last. Happiness equals serotonin plus dopamine plus GABA minus norepinephrine. The question then becomes, what causes them? Serotonin comes from contentment, which is when there is a normal amount of neurotransmitters in your body. It causes a feeling of peaceful calmness. Dopamine comes from satisfaction, optimism, and orgasm. GABA is reduced by chronic stress from a job, relationship, and pessimism. Norepinephrine is a result of the so-called fight-or-flight response that comes from danger. Now, knowing the physical source of the neurotransmitters allows happiness to be objectively defined as happiness equals contentment, which is serotonin, plus self-awareness times satisfaction plus optimism, which is dopamine, minus anxiety, which is norepinephrine, minus stress, which reduces GABA. The base level of human consciousness is contentment. Self-awareness is part of the equation because it's required to make plans and act on them. Children don't have self-awareness or anxiety, and they have little stress. So their happiness is entirely dependent on contentment and discovery, with periods of the stress of hunger and fatigue. Children are happy much like dogs are happy. Satisfaction includes discovery. Children have a lot to discover, so they often experience joy, which is the epitome of happiness, the result of a burst of dopamine. Unfortunately, dopamine is limited and becomes less effective if it's overutilized, such as people who habitually use cocaine to increase their dopamine or engage in inordinate amounts of sex. For more, see my website at martinhash.com.